Thanks for calling Elizabeth on the phone. My name is Zakaria. I need to advise you this call is your political policy. First, you can hit me.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. This is Marshall Huffman. I just tried to fill out an unemployment thing online, and it said that it could not be completed at this time, and it made us close it out.
Okay, what's your social?
It's 418-412-308.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
4/30/1993.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Huffham, H-U-F-H-A-M.
All right, and what's your driver license number?
Shit, hang on, let me grab my wallet real quick. It is 845-9394.
All right, and are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12. Graduated.
All right, and do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, and did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay, and if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Ventures prepaid card. The prepaid card takes additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
And what's that router number?
What's the router number, bro? All right. It's 2641. 799-00. I gotta keep going, right?
Yes, the bank account number.
Zero zero eight eight zero 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 five nine eight nine seven one zero four three.
Okay, can you repeat that for me one more time?
Yeah. Which part?
The bank account number.
Which was the bank account number, baby? I guess, it's good. Okay. It's 0088-000-5989.
All right, can you verify your address for me?
Yeah, 26649 6th Street, Ardmore, Alabama.
All right, and what's a good phone number for you?
It's 256-206-5941.
All right, which of the it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Columbia, Good Spring, Kingsport, or none of these above?
Hang on. Say that one more time. You're cutting in and out. It sounds like a bag of chips or something.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Columbia, Good Spring, Kingsport, or none of these above?
Good Springs.
All right, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 192 Raspberry Way, 24943 Bain Road, 278 Hicks Hill Road East, or I've never been associated with these?
None of them.
All right, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 2001 Saturn, 2004 Ford, 2008 Audi 3, 2010 Chevrolet, or none of these above?
2010 Chevrolet.
All right, and which of the following state does Kimberly Saint live? Alabama, Minnesota, Missouri, North Dakota, or none of these above?
Alabama.
All right. And what country do you currently live? Coffee, Limestone, Marengo, Elmore, or none of these above?
Limestone.
All right. Did you file for receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. And what was your last day of work?
February 25th. Do y'all need reasoning? Because the only reason is, you know, I've had surgery on my right foot again. And so I'm only going to be out, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. So this is a temporary.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No. Last Sunday. You said last Sunday, right? What is that noise? Hello?
Yes, and are you available to accept full-time work?
Not at this moment.
All right, and are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Do what? Repeat that.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupations?
Yes.
And have you applied for or received a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Not this time, no.
All right, how many miles are you willing to travel to a one-way job?
25.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you accept?
17.
All right, and did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Not yet. I'm waiting for the doctor to release me. And that's when I will return back to work.
Okay, what was your job title?
I was a traffic control for Rogers Group.
Okay, what was the name of your company?
Rogers Group.
Okay, and where was it located?
Huntsville, Alabama.
All right, and what was your start date at that job?
February 25th.
All right, and what was the end date again?
Monday was the 20th. I had surgery on the 25th, right? The 25th of this month.
All right. And what's that company's phone number?
Hang on just 1 second. Let me, I'll have to put you on speaker and look it up real quick. Well, can I give you my HR lady's number? Will that work?
Yes.
Okay. It is, her name is Cameron, and it's 256-679-6161.
right, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and you are you on a leave of absence or?
No, ma'am. They terminated until I'm able to recover. I didn't qualify for my FMLA because I wasn't there a full year. So they terminated so that way I could file for unemployment. And then when I'm ready to come back, they're going to bring me back.
All right, and what was your manager's name?
Wes Hathaway.
You said Wes?
Yeah, W-E-S Hathaway.
All right, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Hang on just 1 second. Could you repeat that?
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, I don't want to owe them guys nothing.
All right, now I'll give you your weekly PIN number so you can do your weekly certification. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay, hang on just 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
All right, the PIN number is 0893.
0893. Okay, 0893. What PIN was that?
For your weekly certifications.
Weekly certification. So I have to go in and renew every week?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, now I will read you your closing statement so you can get more information on your unemployment claim. All right, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim you just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. Your career center system will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim for benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet on the previous week in order to claim for your benefits. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you would like to file through the internet, the website is www.labor.alabama.gov, and an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524, and your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. and your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim has been made. And now we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a nice day.
You too.